Yeah, that looks good. Yep, perfect. There it is. Okay. Let's give it one more minute and we'll kick it off 3 past the hour. All right. 3 minutes past the hour. Welcome everyone. Let's kick it off. So, this is the weekly VC Edu call. We're gonna discuss switching to weekly from previous biweekly regime just to lessen attendee confusion. In any case, these calls are being recorded. These calls are free for anyone to join. If you want to contribute to any of the specs we're working on, you do want to join the W3C Credentials Community Group and sign the IP waiver. But again, you can listen in on the calls without doing that. What else? This group operates by the code of conduct, et cetera, et cetera. This call, we're extremely pleased to announce wider a new co-chair joining us. So now bringing up the number of co-chairs to 3, that's myself, that's Simone Rapaioli, and now Ildikó Mazar. And yeah, welcome, welcome. So let's see, Simone, I want to hand it over to you if you're in a place where you can talk. Otherwise, I'll continue and then hand it over to Ildikó.
Thank you, Dimitri. Yeah, for sure. I'm equally excited in welcoming Ildikó. She has been an awesome colleague of mine, doing some amazing work in Europe. We'll definitely give her some time to introduce herself today and then to share a bit more of what she's been working on. But we felt that this particular task force has performed really well with 3 co-chairs in the past. And so as Carrie has had to step aside from that role, as you all know, we've been looking for a third co-chair, and we're really happy that Ildikó stepped up to the challenge, and she's joining us officially today. And we are incredibly, excited to just take back the reins of the group and with her plan for the months to come. So I guess without further ado, I would ask Ildikó to unmute and introduce herself and take it away. Ildikó, welcome again.
Thank you very much. Thank you both of you for such a lovely welcome. If there's one person who's even more excited than you, is myself. It's really a great honor and privilege to be joining such amazing colleagues, to be chairing such an important and amazing group as the VC Edu Task Force. And what big shoes to fill after Carrie. It is a challenge. I'm going to try to grow up to the challenge and perform well. Thank you very much for the 2 other co-chairs for their guidance in how to do this job. I'm going to try to follow their footsteps as well as try to contribute my own management style, ideas, and knowing at least Simone quite well, I know that the ideation will be soaring, and it's going to be a very exciting period. A little bit about myself. I am joining from a lovely countryside from Catalonia in Spain, in Europe. And I am representing NTT Data as a company and indirectly the European Commission, for whom we have been developing, launching, and improving the European learning model, which is Europe's single standard to describe learning. And I have been with the team since 2019 with a colleague of mine, Anthony Camilleri, whom you probably already know, or at least most of you will, because he's everywhere and he just labels himself as the credential geek. And together we have been trying to serve the very wide and diverse interest of the European credentialing and education providing stakeholders and implementers, and it has been a fascinating journey. Our model is based on W3C's verifiable credentials model, but of course we had to add our European flavor to it. In Europe, we have very many countries, very many languages, and all the different education and employment sectors, of course, would need a very special, flexible, adaptable model that they can use as the common denominator or the common currency to bridge the gap between education and learning supply and demand of skills and competences from the labor market. So this is what we have been doing since about 2019. And since last year, I have been the project manager of this initiative, and I have been trying to include myself inside gigs or more global corporations, like following the VC Edu Task Force's work more closely and dipping into other works, like most recently the micro-credential schema mapping exercise, which you have already heard from other colleagues briefly in previous meetings. And I would be very happy now or later to share my own experiences. I was one of the first to do the ELM mapping to the spine, which basically was the CTDL credential schema. And I am more excited than ever to see where this collaboration can lead to. I am a huge fan of openness and to just make everybody's skills, competences, knowledge, wherever they come from, verifiable and recognizable. I myself, if you don't mind me adding, have a chemical engineering degree that I never used for a single day. I started as an assistant in distance education and edtech while I was still a university student. And as of now, I have zero credentials to prove my expertise in this domain. However, I am here, and this is a great achievement for a little Eastern European girl. So it's really a passion project for me to be able to facilitate the documentation of skills and competences, wherever they come from. And this micro-credential schema mapping exercise was very much along the lines of what I personally also find very important as a direction of travel and development. And this is something that the European Commission also feels very keen on. And hopefully we will be able to work together, and I will learn more about the work of the task force and the individual stakeholder or members' work, and see how we can continue bringing great content to these calls and future events online or face-to-face. And if anybody has any particular questions about myself, my work, the European learning model, or the European digital credentials for learning that are credentials based on the model, I would be more than happy to tell you some more about it or illustrate through some examples. I have lots. So any questions? So it's not just me speaking.
Dimitri, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I wanna talk about the European learning model a little bit. So one of the things that I'd really love for us to do in this group in 2024 is to really highlight the trajectories, the North American versus European versus Pacifica, verifiable credentials communities are taking with regards to credential schemas, right? So, so my question is twofold. One, could you say a couple of words about the trajectories of the different communities that you're seeing in this mapping project, which again is very exciting. I'm really glad that it's going on. Do you think we'll arrive at a place where the credentials are largely equivalent in the sense that you can map between them? Yeah, I'll start with that, and I'm glad to see Deb on the queue as well.
Well, this is a great question. And, you know, when I first heard about the mapping exercise, I got a little frightened because we have tried before to map the ELM, which has, I think, 68 classes and 487 properties to other schemas. And it's a really, really big job. But this micro-credential schema mapping exercise is particularly smart because it was focusing on a small aspect, like literally small micro-credentials, and it just highlighted the similarities. Now, the exercise is still ongoing, so I haven't seen the other schemas mapped. But just by being able to compare or see CTDL's approach to micro-credentials and Europe's approach to micro-credentials, I'm very happy to see that the focus is very similar. It's very much learning outcome slash competence based. And I think what I find most fascinating is that there is the overlap, and wherever there isn't an overlap, there's room for discussion because the rest is just either nuances or discussion about interpretation of importance, priorities, ways of expression. But to answer the other half of your question about where Europe is going, I think it's really important that mobility and portability of credentials is really realized. It's not just words. It's actually any person carrying all those lifelong learning credentials from all walks of life are able to use them collectively to demonstrate their abilities and competencies, and I think we're on the journey already. So it's not a plan, we're walking the walk.
Awesome, thank you very much. Deb, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, sure. Mostly I wanted to say thank you, Obiko. You dove right into the schema mapping, and I'm really happy that we did scope it to the micro-credentials specifically, and thanks to Simone for helping us come up with that strategy, because we are ambitious about doing a more comprehensive mapping of CTDL to ELM and other schemas around the world. But this is, it's not even that small, but it's scoped, and yet it's really powerful. Because when we look at the credential landscape and a lot of the chaos that's out there and how people have trouble figuring out which credentials mean what, there's just so much confusion around micro-credentials. So if we can shed even a little bit of light in terms of how micro-credentials from one jurisdiction map to those in another jurisdiction, we're super proud to be supporting that effort. So thank you again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that this is what I was referring to, that room for discussion. Even just to discuss the terminology and the definitions, because micro-credential itself is understood so many different ways and interpreted so many different ways, depending on whom you're talking to, because micro-credentials is kind of like a new phenomenon still. People think that micro-credential is a course, but in our book, this is definitely the output after some kind of learning, informal, non-formal, non-formal, to get the understanding on the same level and clarify the differences and find the right labels and pin those labels so that everybody understands the same thing under the same label is really important. But when you see the schemas mapped to each other, you can see that actually we must have got something right, because to a large extent, there are great similarities and a very convincing alignment already.
Thank you, Ildikó. Thank you, Deb, for this contribution. I do think that the mapping exercise is one of those examples of initiatives that, you know, was triggered or is happening or stewarded elsewhere. But part of the purpose of this task force is to keep things together and do offer a bit of a panoramic view over the ecosystem and welcome collaboration and contributions, you know, by and with others group. And this is, I think, is particularly fitting. I say that because if we go back about a year ago, one of the things that we wanted to do with this task force was to collect different expression of data models, you know, for verifiable credentials in education. That is one of the initiatives, for example, that we feel could be revamped, you know, by this mapping project happening on the side. And by all means, we want your feedback and your contribution, as much as we realize that there was work needed to be done around the envelope of a credential, you know, where mostly verifiable credentials, you know, added a ton. The juicy part of the payload, or where, you know, we make sense of data, is still challenging, and there is a lot of interest and work happening in different places. So we want to make sure we try to keep it together. And so having Ildikó join us, who's someone that is, you know, deep down the weeds of the semantics expressions of verifiable credentials in education in Europe through a flagship initiative of the European Commission, I think it's formidable. And that may come with the opportunity to go back and just look at the data models again, taking what's coming down to us from the verifiable credentials working group, across the open badges or CLR specifications. And I guess in a sense, be open and inclusive in seeking, alignment, if you will, around how we understand data about learning and employment records.
And you know, Simona, just another reflection on what you just said so well, that to have a community like this to reflect on the work done gives such an added value, because it's one thing for the experts to discuss and compare what they have been working on, but most of us probably do have some sort of tunnel vision. And to have that reality check by the expert community, whether this is actually useful, it's how it's useful, where there are the interesting bits, I think that has tremendous value. I don't know if you agree with me, Deb.
Yes, I do. And so I'll share something with you, which is that as some of us were, you know, geeking out on this mapping and how it would be done, our CEO very smartly said, "And so what? Why is this important?" And so to provide a non-technical explanation of why this is important and why it benefits people who have micro-credentials to be able to get better use and opportunities out of those. And so really we see the mapping as interesting as it is. It's just the beginning in terms of taking this as a way to understand the similarities, the differences, the transferability, whether or not these micro-credentials are truly portable in terms of being useful. All of those important discussions can emerge from better clarity about what's inside those micro-credentials.
Anyone else has any just burning thoughts, comments, or just wants to welcome Ildikó again today we're kind of a cozy group. Just feel free to raise your hand.
Yeah, it's President's Day in the holiday in the U.S., so I suspect a lot of people are in holiday mode and not taking any meetings, etc.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for flagging that, Dimitri. That makes sense then. So one of the things that we normally do in this call is also share what's happening, announcements in the ecosystem. In somehow related to this conversation about the mapping, I wanted to flag that the OneEdTech Digital Credential Summit is the next thing or the next event that is happening, at least as it relates to some of this work. The plug is really to surface that OneEdTech as well has been working on what they call a trusted micro-credential framework. So they've been doing work around suggesting what might be the expectations for a minimum set of metadata when it comes to micro-credentials. I'm going to drop a link here in the chat so that you can take a look. Now, what we're trying to do is organize within the Credential Summit a session, an opportunity for the two initiatives to come together. We respect and work with OneEdTech, and so the work they've done in identifying this minimum set of data should fit into the mapping process. And so that is an opportunity to host sort of an in-person roundtable and find that convergence point so that this work continues to be informed by everyone that has a stake or has a voice in this particular community. I'm going to drop the full link to the event as well in the chat if you want to take a look at it. That's probably an opportunity for some of us to meet in person as well, which is always absolutely very nice. Okay, so maybe kind of switching into looking at what we want to do moving forward. Well, that's going to be part of what Dimitri, Ildiko, and I will discuss, but it has to be a collaborative process. So you can expect that we're going to reach out and do a bit of a round of contributions to see if what we're doing right now works and what we might be focusing on next. For example, most of you know that we've got into the habit of inviting people that are working in this space to share what they're working on. That's been super important to keep abreast of all the movements of this ecosystem, but also whether we want to more intentionally focus on specific aspect that require more work or that we could contribute to the working group, the verifiable credentials working group. Again, mentioning that we had started to collect some use cases, there's probably initiatives that have surfaced many in the same space. So again, maybe we can just point to them. And this particular sector is as vibrant as ever. And so we want to be able to offer that watchtower as well. As doing work that might be a little bit more practical or in terms of documentation, just contributing to, where that specification is being shaped. So watch for us reaching out and doing a bit of a sanity check and asking you more intentionally, what do you think we should be covering? How we should structure our meetings? As Dimitri said, it makes sense that we switch right back into weekly mode and we may cancel if we don't have anything to talk about, but for us, welcoming Ildiko, to the group was again an opportunity to sit with her and just pick her brain and define a new trajectory, which is it's healthy and we've been waiting to do. And this experience has been very rewarding so far in terms of being a co-chair and where we've taken this community has been interesting and unexpected at times. The Plugfest series was amazing. You know, let's, you know, keep synced in that. You know, we look forward to do more of that when the opportunity arises. So this is really the moment where we can go back and co-design stuff together. We'll make sure to circulate and share this with everyone in the mailing list, given, you know, today's a bit of different day in different parts of the region, let's say. Dimitri, Eliko, I'm also reckoning if you have any comments or please, you know, drop in now. We might be cutting it short today. Again, the main point for us was to officially welcome Eliko here and then continue to do, you know, to focus on the work.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm totally fine with us ending early.
Yeah, and by me as well. It's going to accelerate from now, maybe, but yeah, to be continued.
Okay, great, awesome. So I'm looking at the our small group today and see if anyone else wants to say a final word. Otherwise, you know, let's give back people time today. And thank you for our, you know, U.S. colleagues who have joined anyways today.
I do have one other thing to say, which is I didn't note that Phil Barker is on the call and has led a lot of that micro-credential mapping work. So thank you so much, Phil.
Shh, I'm trying to hide.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, I agree. People that hide often are the ones that are hiding because they're doing the work.
It's true.
It's true.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We'll see each other very soon.
Thanks again for the warm welcome and see you next week. Bye.